Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, March 21st, 2024. A major climate credit is coming this year to all Southern California Edison customers. On every customer's April and October bill will be an $86 credit. SCE says that this will be the largest climate credit payout they have distributed since the state of California launched the program 10 years ago. SCE says customers will receive the two $86 credits automatically with no action required. Funding for the credit comes from California's Greenhouse Gas Cap and Trade Program, which aims to reduce GHG emissions by requiring power plants, fuel providers, and large industrial facilities that emit greenhouse gases to buy carbon pollution allowances. The Morongo Valley Community Services District Board of Directors held their regular 6 p.m. meeting last night at Covington Park's multipurpose room. Assignment reporter Gabriel Hart joins us today with a recap.
The meeting began with Smith Marion & Co.'s audit presentation, followed by the MVCSD organizational chart update, both of which the board approved 4-0, while a rounding up donation program for patrons of local businesses to donate to the CSD was on the agenda. Vice President Lynn Watts stated that by law, only nonprofits could utilize such a program. Though the Firefighters Auxiliary was discussed as a go-between nonprofit, Watts suggested an online widget-based fundraising site instead, and the item was tabled for the next meeting. Next, the board discussed and adopted Resolution 2024-02 to oppose Initiative 1935, which limits the ability of voters and local and state governments to raise revenues for government services. Finance Director Johnny Tolbert was particularly vocal against the initiative, saying, quote, "Long story short, if they pass this, we're going out of business," unquote. Tolbert added, California Special Districts Association is encouraging all special districts to adopt the resolution in opposition. With the CSD's preliminary budget draft currently at $48,000 over budget, the board devised to plan a budget workshop on Saturday, April 6 at 10 a.m., with other factors looming, such as SB 525, which will raise fire department's wages. The board also voted in favor of a spending freeze for the district once they receive the Type 1 fire engine back in service. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Area military veterans that need assistance with benefit claims filing can get the help they need today at Lucky Park in 29 Palms. The Disabled American Veterans, or DAV, will hold Veterans Information Seminar today, followed by a VA benefits claim filing assistance from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Lucky Park is located at 6897 El Sol Avenue in 29 Palms. For more information, call 760-401-8131. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife will be holding a virtual meeting about the development of a Western Joshua Tree Conservation Plan, and the public's feedback is invited. Here with how you can participate is online news editor Robert Hayden.
According to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the preparation of the conservation plan that they will be discussing at the virtual meeting is required by the Western Joshua Tree Conservation Act, and it's a collaborative effort between the CDFW, California Native American Tribes, and other government agencies. If you're hearing this on terrestrial radio, you're probably within sight of a Joshua tree, or Yucca brevifolia. It thrives here in the Mojave Desert, but wildfires, rapid development, and climate change are threatening the slow-growing succulent. The virtual meeting is taking place on Thursday, April 4th, from 10 a.m. to noon. The CDFW will present a brief overview of the Western Joshua Tree Conservation Act, a status update on its implementation, and ideas for conservation strategies currently in development. We'll have a link where you can sign up and email in questions for the meeting at this story on our website, Z1077FM.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
It's springtime in the desert. That means a display of wildflowers and an influx of visitors in Joshua Tree National Park. Join park biologist Donovan Smith and park superintendent Jane Rogers on the Z1077 Up Close Show this Friday. Smith will kick off the show with a look at the wildflowers and etiquette for viewing them. Then Rogers will join by phone to talk about spring activities and upcoming projects. Springtime in the Park on the Z1077 Up Close Show with Gary Dineau tomorrow at 10 a.m. here on Z1077. The town of Yucca Valley is seeking a new design for its Summer Music Festival logo. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with details on the contest to find that design.
As part of its public arts program, the town of Yucca Valley is conducting a call for artists to create a new logo for the Summer Music Festival. The selected design will be featured on 2 13-foot banners at the event and printed onto t-shirts advertising the free 6-week concert series. All entries must be original designs and suitable for all ages. Artists from Yucca Valley and its neighboring communities are encouraged to apply. Designs can be submitted by either individuals or groups in 7th grade and up. Designs should be visible from a distance and able to withstand outdoor weather elements. The artist of the selected logo will receive a $500 stipend. Artists can apply in person at the Yucca Valley Community Center or online at yucca-valley.org/public art. Applications are due by April 8th and can be emailed to publicart@yucca-valley.org. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
And finally, the 29 Palms High School golf team faced off against Desert Mirage High School on Tuesday at the Westin Mission Hills in Rancho Mirage. The Wildcats won their second league match, bringing their record to 2-0. The team's total score was 259-297. The overall top scorer goes to senior EJ Guerrero. Coming in second was freshman Elijah Guerrero, who tied along with teammate Tyler Luke. The Wildcats will square off against Indio next Wednesday on Terra Lago Golf Course. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.